right now, we got a couple of really special guests here in the studio to talk about something that we have been mentioning and getting the word out about on the air for a while, the Dementia Friendly Business Initiative. This is in partnership with East Chapel Hill Rotary Club and the Orange County Department on Aging. It's a free training program for companies, businesses in Orange County that want to train their employees to better serve customers who may have signs of Alzheimer's or dementia. Growing issue nationally, worldwide, and here locally. And it is a free, very easy training program that any business in our community can go through to become registered as dementia friendly. And we're joined now on the air by Rob Maitland, who is the president of the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club. Rob, good to have you here in the studio. And right next to him, on my left, his right, is Al Bowers of Al's Burger Shack, which is one of our dementia friendly businesses here in Chapel Hill. Al, good to be with you today.
Thanks for having me, and congratulations, Rob.
On what?
Just being you.
Just being you.
All right, so Al's Burger Shack was the first restaurant. There's been a bunch of businesses, and Rob, let me get you in on this first. A bunch of businesses have gone through this training and become dementia-friendly business partners. We did it here at WCHL a while ago. It's incredibly beneficial. Al's Burger Shack, the first restaurant in Orange County to go through it. But start by talking about the initiative in general. What is it? What does it entail? How did it get started?
Thanks, Aaron. I'm, as president of East Chapel Hill Rotary Club, I'm proud that our club has been instrumental in getting this program going in Orange County. Not many people realize just how painful it is to deal with a family member or a loved one who is dealing with Alzheimer or other forms of dementia until it happens to them. And then when it does happen, sometimes it's just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the biggest problem is just identifying the problem and then getting the person who's suffering to acknowledge it as well. The great part about this Dementia Friendly program is it trains businesses. My law firm, the Maitland Law Firm, went through early. We deal with these type of issues from a legal standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important that other businesses who don't necessarily directly deal with the problem, like Al Bowers Burger Shack, sometimes folks come in, and you know these problems are transcendental. Sometimes the person can be sharp as a tack, and 10 minutes later, you know, maybe fumbling with change. And so it's difficult to always be ready to help people, and that's what this program's about, is getting the training and the skills to the employees to be able to do that.
Yeah. Now, your restaurant, the first one in Chapel Hill to go through it, the first restaurant to go through it, why was it important to you to be a dementia-friendly business?
Aaron, we get complimented on our food quite often. I mean, it's good food.
It is.
But I always love to hear, Al, your staff is so nice. They're so friendly. They're, you know, knowledgeable about what you're doing. And that's super important as well. But why it was important for us is we move at a pretty fast pace. And a lot of folks suffering from dementia, you know, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And our staff needs to recognize that. And so I felt like that was very important, because if we have a guest that's taking their time and they really, I mean, no fault of their own, we need to be able to not only be patient with them, but also we need to remind and take care of our other guests and keep them happy as well. And so we need to be able to recognize, okay, this person has an issue. Let's show them the exact same care, proper care that we would any of our regular guests. So mm-hmm. It made it super, super important for us.
You know, Aaron, a big part of this training is really just kindness, right?
Yeah.
And acknowledging and being on top of the moment when you need to extend maybe just an extra little dose. And I like to think of it as, you know, Al's team now are ambassadors to our community. And one of the things that makes Chapel Hill and Carrboro so special is that people are kind.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and we do want to help each other. We're all in this together. And that's one reason why East Chapel Hill Rotary Club and Orange County are proud to help this program.
Yeah, it's being kind and it's recognizing people's needs, right? And I think that's one of the things that I learned, I think, the most going through it myself, was you really kind of have to flip your own script when it comes to helping people who come into your establishment. Because, Al, you said it, you want to get people in and out, you want to get people in quickly, and that's exactly the opposite of what someone with dementia might need. And you also want to give people choices. You want to say, well, we've got all of these different options that you can choose from so that we can custom make the exact thing that you want. But that's also oftentimes the opposite of what someone with dementia might need.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want them feeling different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, another reason why we thought it was very important to get out in front of this. And our staff, I mean, they were like sponges when we went through the training. So it was really a good moment for us.
Rob?
Aaron, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Lorenzo Mejia, who owns Acorn Services, who he deals with this 24/7.
Yeah.
But he has taken so many hours and so much time away from his own business to help bring this issue to our community. And he should be complimented for that. And he's part of East Chapel Hill Rotary Club, and we're certainly proud of his contributions.
He's a cool cat, isn't he?
He is.
Definitely.
Cat.
I wish I had that poise.
This is coming from the guy. This is coming from
a
guy who got up on stage in front of 500 people and did the most spot-on Elvis impression I've seen in a long time at Burgers, Broadway, and Beyond the last weekend. That guy thinks that Lorenzo Mejia is a cool cat, so you know it's true. We got Al Bowers here in the studio from Al's Burger Shack, Rob Maitland from East Chapel Hill Rotary Club, talking about the Dementia Friendly Business Initiative. If you're listening out there and you want to find out more, dfoc.org is the website, and that's Dementia Friendly Orange County, dfoc.org. And we're talking about a training that really only takes a lunch hour, 60 to 90 minutes. It's absolutely free. It's very quick and easy, and you leave it with so much more knowledge than you have going in. So what is the training program like for people who haven't gone through it? What is that experience for you?
For us, I mean, our staff, the seven people we had there, mm-hmm. just have never thought about it in those terms. I mean, we always try to hire nice, and mm-hmm. it's hard to train, you know, inherent, you know, kindness.
It's like
kindness,
basketball, yeah. Right? You can't coach height,
you can't
right?
Coach, yeah. but, you know, there's being nice, but there's also learning how to be patient.
Yes.
You know, and how to recognize your guest needs and things like that. And but like I said earlier, I mean, they bought into it, and it was, you know, an awakening for them because, you know, yes, I'm a nice person, but, mm-hmm. How can I be more patient with guests? How can I recognize those? So it certainly helped.
Yeah, yeah.
The training is professionally done, mm-hmm. By the staff, and they've got several video trainings and role plays that you do during the training. And like Al says, it's, you know, it's about learning how to be patient, but also the real key of the training is identifying the issue, because you know, sometimes people can just be distracted or whatever in a line at a restaurant, or mm-hmm. but that's different than someone who perhaps knew what they were about to order and suddenly didn't, you know, or don't.
Yeah. It's gone.
And as an employee who's rushing people along, you know, you're thinking, what's going on here? And you've got to quickly realize, whoa, this guy is not messing with me. He's maybe got an issue.
Yep.
So it's terrific. And
yeah. I mean, some of the staff, when they watched the video, could see, oh, I've been in that situation. Oh, I've recognized that person before. And so it was great to...
Yeah, how have you seen it pay off for you in the future, either of you?
I think with our cashiers... primarily, mm-hmm. it's just taught them to, you know, that old John Wooden, you know, what was it? Be quick, but not in a hurry.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so it's with us, it's be efficient, be quick, but be a little patient, and I think that that'll cause less mistakes for one thing. But no, I think it'll benefit them from here on out.
Yeah.
From my vantage point, I think the whole benefit of this program and what I've seen at my law firm is bringing this problem out of the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had the plaque that we were given acknowledging our business right in the lobby. And that has spurred folks to say, oh, you know, I have a loved one with this problem, or I'm beginning to worry that I have this problem. And it just opens the door, because I got news for everybody. We all have this problem. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Mm-hmm. And it might affect you. It's going to certainly affect someone in your life. And we need to be ready to assist with it. And, you know, it's not like the folks that are suffering from this are not able to live independent lives, but they just maybe need a little help here and there, maybe need to have some strategies to help them when they do have a moment of anxiety or whatever. And basically, this program allows all of us to talk about this openly without feeling like it's some kind of, you know, elephant in the corner type.
That's so important. So what more do people need to know about the program? Anything we haven't covered already?
Don't forget to do it.
All right. DFOC.org is the website. Again, that's Dementia Friendly Orange County, DFOC.org. Get online, find out more information. This can be any business of any size in Orange County. Go through the training, become a recognized Dementia Friendly place of business. It will help you. It will help your business. Your employees can take those skills with them wherever they go. It'll help customers. It'll help the entire community. Rob Maitland, Al Bowers, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
That conversation sponsored by the Dementia Friendly Business Initiative. Again, DFOC.org is the website.